This is Ozarks at Large. The impeachment trial of President Trump is expected to come to an end tomorrow, and the Senate is expected to acquit the president, who is scheduled to deliver the State of the Union address tonight. We'll provide live coverage of both tonight's State of the Union at 8 and Wednesday afternoon's impeachment proceedings. This week, John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, began their conversation with impeachment thoughts. Roby asked John about who he thought the winners and losers are as the impeachment trial winds down.
There was a lead piece on the front page of the Sunday New York Times. It was labeled News Analysis. It's got some thought, a personal essay thought, and Peter Baker wrote it, which basically said the old maxim is, if you're going to go after the king, you got to bring him down. And this is now twice. The Democrats have, with the Mueller report and now this. And now Trump is allowed to say he's vindicated, exonerated, which he isn't, is allowed to say they're persecuting me, which they kind of are. You can make that case. And it's going to combine, as the New York Times said, his victory lap and his reelection campaign. I just think that's the way it's going to play. This is not Monday morning quarterbacking. I said during the game, have Armed Services or Foreign Relations Committee do extensive hearings. If Bolton won't testify, if the White House people won't testify, answer subpoenas, take it to court, and take your time when you impeach a president. Don't rush it. And I think it was all, I think it's a net loser for the Democrats. And I know Bolton's book's going to come out and more information's going to come out, but I don't think they handled it exactly right, and the Senate... Republicans get sort of a pass. Bernie Sanders, whom I personally, because I'm, you know, of my generation, I don't see a socialist candidate beating Trump. So that's how I think the politics plays out. I mean, there are many things yet to come out. Here's how it turned out. The country says Trump did it. Trump is a wild man. Trump may be kind of nuts. Trump offends me. He did this. But this was no way to go about the impeachment. He didn't need to be run out of office over it. And the economy's good, and the Democrats seem to be desperate, and I'm not sure their presidential campaign is producing a better option than they had 4 years ago.
All right, Medicaid block grants. The Trump administration gives their blessing to it last week. Asa Hutchinson, one of the first ones to say out of the gate, Arkansas wants to take a look at this, and he has talked about this in the past.
Right.
What do you think are the upside, and what is the dangers of Medicaid block grants?
The upside is in Arkansas and the governor Hutchinson, we've still got to contend with the political acceptability of Medicaid expansion. I mean, that's just. I think it's sort of settled, but it's never fully settled. I mean,
you never know if that 75% vote's there.
It takes three-fourths, and it's a moderate to left-of-center notion, even with the private option, that requires a supermajority, and this is a right-wing state with reflecting the legislature. But the upside and the downside. The upside is it may give the governor some political help. The work requirement, push that, and then say the Trump administration is going to let us go with block grants, and we're not going to spend anymore. It's no longer going to be an open-ended entitlement. The downside is block grants are bad. I mean, this is health care for people who need it. Therefore, and if you incur the expense and you're legitimately eligible, the federal and state money covers it. A block grant means, hello, Arkansas, this is how much money you get, and so make it work, which sounds to conservatives like fiscal efficiency and fiscal responsibility. But what if you've budgeted and what if your money's gone and more people need health care?
Yeah.
That's the issue with, now, to be clear, this Medicaid block grant is for able-bodied people on the medical side, mainly the private option or the Arkansas Works population, not disabled people, not elderly people in nursing homes. That remains an open-ended. So,
but what if there's a recession or an economic downturn is the argument, and all of a sudden you've got more people losing their health insurance?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I mean, what if your business goes to heck and you wind up on Medicaid? That's not going to happen. But I mean, you'd be, I mean, and you say, wait a minute, you hadn't budgeted for me. The block grant didn't expect this economic condition, this group of people. It's a classic philosophical argument. Let's make these programs more efficient. This is the amount of money it is, and you make it work. The downside is you're risking leaving some legitimate health needs and legitimate human needs unattended.
Yep.
And that's the age-old argument.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and Roby Brock is with our partner, Talk Business and Politics. More from their conversation can be found at talkbusiness.net. The conversations are recorded at KATV Studios in Little Rock and are part of our partnership with Talk Business and Politics.